from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. In this hour, we're going to talk about a local issue as we continue our election coverage. The 90-year-old Oakland Zoo, a world-class zoo, by the way, is home to giraffes, tortoises, and African elephants. Now, zoo officials are asking Alameda County residents for additional funds to take care of those animals under Measure A1, a parcel tax, which would pay for repairs, veterinary care, and field trips for school children. But opponents of Measure A1 claim the zoo intends to use part of the $114 million proceeds for a controversial expansion project. We take up the debate in this forum segment. And joining us in studio is Ruth Malone, who co-chairs the Friends of Nolan Park, an advocacy group that aims to protect the 500-acre wildland park in Oakland from development. She's also a professor in the School of Nursing at UCSF. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael.
Glad to have you. Also glad to have Nick DeHazia with us, who is Director of Strategic Initiatives with the Oakland Zoo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michael.
And we should mention that Mr. DeHazia is on the pro side, and we generally, as a practice, begin with the pro side. So let's begin with you, Nick DeHazia. This is let's establish what this is first. It is a parcel tax, and it amounts to how much money?
That's correct, Michael. It is a parcel tax. It's $12 per year for residential. And there are really three goals for Measure A1. It's about, number one, providing essential care for our animals. Number two, it's about providing critically needed children's education programs throughout Alameda County, and at the same time allowing us to maintain our affordability for all of our programs, including our entrance fees.
And also, there's some support of wildlife conservation that goes into this as well?
That's right. We have the support of a number of conservation and animal rights groups throughout the nation, including the Humane Society of the United States and local conservation groups, including the Ventana Wildlife Society and the Bay Area Puma Project. And we work on critical care for our animals, including care for endangered species.
So it all sounds very good. Animal care and child education, bringing kids to the zoo, having conservation programs, all of that. Ruth Malone, from your perspective, it's a kind of stealth project to expand the zoo into Nolan Park?
Yes, that's right, Michael. And I think one of the things that we've noticed as we've been around at various public forums is that zoo executives and employees keep saying, this is not about the expansion. This is not about the expansion, which raises the question of why they don't want to talk about the expansion. And maybe the reason is that they really don't want to talk about Nolan Park. And Nolan Park is at the heart of – the future of Nolan Park is at the heart of Measure A1. Now, I just need to say a little bit about Nolan Park as the Friends of Nolan Park. This is a 500-acre wildland park, Oakland's largest park. It is occupied wildlife habitat used by bobcats, mountain lions, deer, coyote, foxes. Now has rare plant communities, threatened native species. And the zoo's plan for this expansion for Nolan Park is to build a 34,000-square-foot, three-story visitor center with a restaurant, gift shop, and offices.
You say this is the zoo's plan. You say this from what perspective? Where does the plan emerge?
This is the Oakland Zoo's expansion plan for Nolan Park.
That is down as a map for the future? Or
it is already approved by the Oakland City Council, and the measure clearly allows them to use the money for this plan, which is the reason we oppose it. Now, we've had our lawyers look at this measure. If you look, they're expecting, I guess, that people are not going to read below the square box and read the fine print. But we've had our lawyers look at this, and in paragraph H of Section 1, the definition section, it clearly uses the words construction, expansion, financing of capital projects, and elsewhere in the measure it lets them substitute or delete any projects and use the money for anything. It's so broadly written, they very clearly can use this money to build this expansion, and we object to that.
And yet you're saying, Nick DeHazia, that is not in the plans, even though there is this 34,000-square-foot restaurant, gift shop, office complex, all it, down on paper.
That's absolutely right, Michael. These allegations are completely ridiculous. This is sort of deja vu. We were here a year or more ago as the Oakland Zoo was going through the approval process, a very public process, a very democratic process. The expansion was approved. This is an apples and oranges, really confusion and muddying of the waters that Ruth is trying to claim. And there's nothing stealth, let me say, about this plan. We have been out in the community for 4 or 5 years, and more than 10,000 residents throughout Alameda County support Measure A1. Measure A1 has absolutely nothing to do with the expansion. Measure A1, if you read the expenditure plan, legally not required, but we've added it to the ordinance, talks about three things that the funds can be used for. Again, number one, it's about taking care of the animals. Number two, it's about expanding our programs out into Alameda County, our educational programs. And number three, it's about maintaining affordability. And that's why progressive leaders from throughout the county, including the East Bay Regional Park District, Congresswoman Barbara Lee, every school superintendent in Alameda County supports Measure A1.
This has a stellar list of endorsements. There's no denying that. But there's also been some criticism. We'll get back to some of Ruth Malone's criticism even beyond Nolan Park, and I'm sure you're aware of it, that for example, Joel Parrott, director of the zoo, admits to spending $1 million on a campaign, and there are people who are saying, well, if the zoo needs money, that seems to be a good place to put the money, and maybe there ought to be more priorities for a parcel tax. I mean, Oakland is hurting in education. It's hurting in so many areas. Doesn't have the police force they want. So,
Well, simply, first of all, we're not spending $1 million on the campaign. That's just not true, and again, that's another diversionary tactic from Ruth and some of the neighbors who are trying to oppose this. We are being cut in terms of our budget, as are many other institutions throughout the county. And we are working hard to ensure the zoo is a very central institution that focuses on social service in the community. We recognize that other institutions are being cut, but we provide a very critical service role to the schools, to the libraries.
Are you saying the zoo would close if this doesn't pass?
No, the zoo will not close, but If Measure A1 does not pass, it creates a number of challenges for the zoo. Number one, it's about the animals. Animals like Leonard, our lion, animals that are coming from abuse situations, our tigers that are coming from backyard breeders. We provide a sanctuary and a rescue facility for a lot of these animals. We're going to have to stretch that dollar to meet those needs. Secondly, the veterinarians who take care of these animals, the essential technologies that they need to care for the animals, we're not going to have. Thirdly, we provide 30% of the zoo's programs in the community are free to schools, and classrooms are free. Many of those we're going to have to look very seriously at and may have to cut back as well. Keeping in mind, we provide bus transportation, over 200 buses, a value of $150,000 for teachers who want to come to the zoo and don't have the opportunity. Those programs are at risk as well. And at the same time, entry prices will have to rise, unfortunately, and we're trying to be very careful. We don't want to be a zoo where it costs $180 to get in. We want to be affordable. We want to make sure that the middle class has an opportunity to come to
the
zoo.
Well, I think Ruth Malone and those in opposition are saying, are you not, that the finances are there already?
We have some concerns about the finances. Before I touch on that, I just had to get back to this issue of the denial that the zoo is spending $1 million on its campaign, because this is clearly recorded on television in a League of Women Voters debate that we had at Piedmont. The Piedmont League of Women Voters hosted, and Dr. Parrott, the zoo CEO, asked at that forum how much the zoo was spending on their campaign, said $1 million. So it is simply not true.
Can I bring up some other issue that the opposition has taken up before you respond to my general question about the finances? And that is, there have been some election law violations, at least so alleged.
Well, this was raised in an article that we just saw in the East Bay Express last week that raised the question of pointed out that zoo executives are actually running the campaign on city property at the zoo, which is illegal, and that they may have mixed public funds with campaign funds. Now, we don't know. And the problem here, Michael, is that, in fact, because the zoo is run by a nonprofit private corporation, they don't have to open their books to the public like a public agency does. And we have tried for years to get clear financial information about the zoo and its operations, and it's very hard to come by. We've had to file Public Records Act requests, and even then, we still don't really know all their sources of funding, nor do we know exactly how they're spending it, except in the broadest categories.
Well, then it would be impossible to say with certainty that they can't find the funding that they're needing.
Right. Yeah. And this is part of the problem. We think if the taxpayers are being asked to fund a tax measure that's going to amount to over $100 million, they ought to be able to find out this information. That just seems like they have a right to know that.
And this was done according to the opposition, and let me get you on record on this, Nick DeHasia, done sort of clandestinely and without public knowledge. The proposition was put on the ballot in a kind of backroom way. So
quite the contrary, Michael. That allegation is just absolutely false and again, ridiculous to even be talking about it. We, for the past year, have been out in the community from Pleasanton to Albany and everywhere in between, talking with thousands of voters, and we have signed cards for more than 7,500. We've been talking to multiple different organizations and community groups. To say that it is stealth is shocking. In fact, it appears that the opposition is more stealth. They've just come up out of nowhere. But we have been out in the community. And let me just say, these allegations that came out against any alleged violations are absolutely false. The zoo has done absolutely nothing wrong. There are no violations of these election laws that are being claimed. And we certainly...
No signs on public property in the campaign, which would be in violation of the Brown Act?
We, short of a few excited, eager volunteers who did put up some signs at the zoo, we immediately took those signs down. And I would say that the opposition has been doing the exact same thing. And, it is campaign season. You get overexcited volunteers who want to put up signs. But short of that, there has been absolutely no violations at all. And again, we take offense to that. Really, this measure, which is getting distracted by the opposition, is really about, do you want to take care of the animals at the zoo? Do you want to provide children's educational programs?
But you can say absolutely candidly and without any hesitation, the taxpayer dollars were not used to fund the campaign?
Absolutely, yes.
Ruth Malone?
Well, I have to say, another issue that really needs to be discussed here, and there is a whole story about how this measure got on the ballot, but it's probably a little long to go into here. We have a discussion of it on our website with all the documentation.
Why don't you give out your website?
Our website is www.savenoland.org. That's KNOWLAND.org. And we have a discussion of this on our website because it definitely was put on the ballot in such a way that they hoped to have no argument in opposition. That's really become clear to us.
I also saw on your website that one of your objections is taxing residents to fund a private operator, that there's no accountability, no elected officials involved, and You stand behind that?
This has really been a problem because of the fact that it's run by a private nonprofit corporation. Now, the other issue that the public may not be aware of is that the zoo is already getting millions of dollars in public funding. It's getting money from hotel tax funds, from the city of Oakland. East Bay Regional Park District gets it. They get a cut of that fund right off the top. They have a state parks grant. They have funding from several county bond measures. And we just learned last week, we didn't even know this. We are already paying for the zoo on our property taxes. We got this information from the county auditor. There's a 1% county tax that's on everyone's tax bill, and part of that goes to the zoo. So it's, we don't even know all the ways we're already paying for the zoo, and I think we just have to ask, is this the best and wisest use of our precious tax money? And if they're getting all this, and they've had a profit of over $500,000 in 5 of the last 6 years. Why can't they take care of the animals they have now and fix the tiger drain?
Well, let me bring their listeners into this. Now I have another question for you, Ruth Malone. But let me invite those of you listening to join us in conversation here. And you may want to register your support or opposition for the parcel tax, which is Measure A1 in Oakland, which those in favor say will actually keep the zoo in terms of maintenance and keep the programs going for the young people, education programs and so forth, and those opposed feel is a stealth program and violate the campaign has violated certain laws. You've heard the arguments here, and I wonder how you come down. Our toll-free number is available to you, and you can join us now, 866-733-6786. We do welcome your involvement in the program, and so feel free to contribute. 866-733-6786. I sound like I'm doing a pledge drive when I say that, but I mean contribute to the conversation. You can also email us, our email address, forum@kqed.org, or post your questions or comments on our website simply by going to kqed.org/forum and clicking on this segment, or go to our Facebook page. And, of course, you can also tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. If the Nolan Park expansion, Ruth Malone, has been approved by the city council, some would say maybe this is just a last-ditch effort to block that.
Well, the issue is not even just this expansion. Yes, we do want the zoo executives to rethink this because it's an environmentally destructive project that is really going to ruin an incredible wildland park. that is a resource far above what many of the East Bay regional parks are in terms of its natural resources. But the issue is that the zoo also hasn't ruled out building on the rest of Nolan Park. They not only won't consider less environmentally destructive options for this expansion, but at one point we asked them if they would consider putting a conservation easement on the rest of Nolan Park, and they turned us down cold and said they didn't want to tie their hands. So that tells us that they may be contemplating even further expansions into Nolan Park, and this measure would give them the money to pay for that, hands down.
Let me read some emails that are coming in. Red from Berkeley writes, both your guests have persuaded me to vote for the zoo measure. I love the zoo. Expand the zoo. Fine by me. Dave in Alameda says, let the zoo expand. It's a good thing. The zoo is a gem of the East Bay, despite its very small size. Oakland already has significant park acreage, Joaquin Miller, Redwood, Sibley, and several others. The zoo's expansion of a few acres is good for Oakland. You're getting that kind of response. And let me just read a few more of these. This is Louise, who says, I've been a docent at the Oakland Zoo for 13 years. The keepers are dedicated to providing the highest quality care for the animals, and the education staff offers exceptional educational opportunities for children throughout Alameda County and beyond. I heartily advocate passage of A1. On our Facebook page, Chantel writes, as an avid animal lover having rescued cats, I totally support the Oakland Zoo for the sanctuary that they provide for circus animals and other animals that have been in awful situations. The staff and volunteers and the whole zoo family are dedicated and committed to rescuing and saving animals. Ruth Malone, you're getting a lot of response here that says, we love the zoo.
We don't not love the zoo. We think the zoo is great. The question here is this our top priority? And the voters have never had an opportunity to weigh in on whether they wanted to sacrifice their park for a zoo expansion.
Let me go to one criticism here that I'd like you to respond to, Nick DeHasia. And just for the record, Delia, one of our listeners, writes, Joel Parrott did say at the Piedmont Candidates Forum that the zoo is spending $1 million on A1.
Let me just go back to this comment that Ruth is making about Nolan
Park.
Well,
let me actually pin you down on that, because you said that categorically he did not say, and $1 million was not spent. So I want you on record on
that. Yeah, I was not there at that event, so I don't know that. But what we do know is what we've spent to date as far is a fraction of the cost of that $1 million. But going back to Ruth's point, I just want to echo once again, the Nolan Park expansion is a done deal. It is happening whether Measure A1 passes or not. And what is extremely frustrating is that the zoo went through a very public process, a very open and democratic process. It even withstood a legal challenge from Ruth. At this point, the expansion is moving forward. How much of a public process and how much of a democratic process does Ruth need for the Nolan Park expansion? Again, Measure A1 has nothing to do with Nolan Park.
Well, you hear the support that many listeners are giving the zoo, but on the other hand, here's a tweet from Joshua who says, I'm really opposed to Measure A1. The city has much bigger priorities, and I'm certain that that has come up in the debate repeatedly as well. Let me go to our callers, and we'll bring in a caller from Oakland. Joan, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. I am in favor of A1, but I am concerned about how people will figure out what this money is being spent for. And I understand there's going to be an oversight committee, and I wonder if Nick can respond to that so that we can be sure that the money will be spent on the things that are listed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that. And Nick, on the Oversight Committee, reassurance from you, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. Two things really on this. One is there's an expenditure plan, very specific, detailed expenditure plan, not required by law, but part of the ordinance, which details exactly how the funds are going to be spent. The Oversight Committee, again, not required by law, we thought it was important to put in. There are five different agencies that will appoint a 9-member Oversight Committee. These 9 members have to represent a variety of stakeholder groups, including the League of Women Voters, a taxpayer, an environment conservation group, an animal rights member. And this 9-member committee has the authority to review how the zoo spends its money. And if they do find that we are misusing this money, they can report to the Board of Supervisors to suspend these funds.
So there'll be regular oversight and presumably expenditure reports on a regular basis that will be open to the public.
That is correct.
Okay. And you say what, Ruth Malone?
Well, I just wanted to revisit this point that Nick made in saying that I sued them. It should be noted that Friends of Nolan Park and the California Native Plant Society, a statewide organization concerned with environmental
activities. Wasn't you personally,
Ruth
Malone.
It was not me personally.
Okay, we got that.
And we are, the No on A1 side is supported by numerous environmental groups, including the California Native Grasslands Association, CNPS, the Alameda Creek Alliance, the Alameda County Green Party, the Ohlone Audubon Society, Resource Renewal
Institute. So it's safe to say you've
got
most of the environmental groups and they have most of the politicians
well,
and superintendents.
Right.
That's actually not true, Michael. Absolutely not true.
I want to finish what I was saying. Thank you. We are also supported by progressive groups within the city of Oakland that think Oakland ought to have better priorities than this, including Oakland Rising and the East Bay Alliance for a Sustainable Economy, that feel that we ought to be putting our tax dollars not toward destroying our open space and parkland that's free for everyone now, but toward things like schools, libraries, and yes, even animal shelters who are getting their funds cut while the zoo is looking for a giant handout from the public.
All right, I want to get more callers on here. You were going to say something, though, in response to those who are endorsing, Nick?
Oh, absolutely. Ruth is incorrect. We have a significant number of environmental and conservation groups endorsing this, including the Alameda County Veterinary Medical Association, the East Bay Regional Park District, the Wildlife Conservation Network, the Ventana Wildlife Society. The list goes on and on.
Well, Ruth gave her website. Would you kindly give yours?
www.itsyourzoo.org.
And here's Gloria who comments online. Why should the property owner shoulder the cost? I'm not a property owner, but I'm concerned that folks who already shoulder much of the cost for many things are being asked for more. And one of the arguments that has come down in this whole debate is whether or not senior citizens have more of a burden put on them, whether there's a taxpayer burden that has to be picked up here, even though we're talking about not a whole lot of money in terms of most people. But $72 for non-residential parcels and $12 as an annual property tax for many people is a lot of money. Let me go to your calls. Let me go to more of your calls here. And Diana, we welcome you. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a question for Nick. You say you don't have enough money for animal care, but you had a profit of over $500,000 in 5 of the last 6 years. Why couldn't you have just used some of that to fix the drain of the tiger pool and some of this other stuff? Seems like you were letting things run down, so you could use that as an excuse to ask for a huge tax measure.
Well, you know, we look at $1 per month, not a huge tax measure, but to respond to that, you know, our budgets are being cut, as are all institutions. We're on the chopping blocks potentially in Oakland yet again. We look at this, in fact, as an investment in the future. It's not unlike, Michael, this program where you go out to the community for support. So we look at this as a long-term investment in the future and not just the next 2 or 3 years to keep alive what we're here for, which is care for the animals.
The opposition says it's an open checkbook for the next quarter of a century.
An open checkbook. Again, I mean, an expenditure plan that is detailed in outlining how these funds are being spent is hardly an open checkbook with an oversight committee, annual audits, and more strict fiscal controls on this measure.
The fact is this oversight committee is a toothless tiger. This oversight committee gets to review after the fact what the zoo's already spent the money on, and the measure is written so broadly that they can spend the money on virtually anything they want as long as it has something to do with the zoo. They can even spend the money elsewhere in Alameda County outside the zoo. So, you know, this oversight committee is not all it's cracked up to be.
All right, let me bring on more of our callers, and we go to another Oakland caller, and that's, a Fremont caller. David, you're on. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Michael.
Morning.
I'm a former teacher. I'm with the Fremont Unified School District, and each year when I was teaching, a representative from the Oakland Zoo would bring animals to my kindergarten class. And they taught my student important animal traits and concepts that aligned with state science standards. As well as our upper and middle grade students, they would either have an opportunity to go to the zoo and take classes, or the zoo would come to our school and set up rotational stations in the cafeteria. So with Sacramento annually cutting our education budget and programs, I find it absolutely imperative that East Bay residents approve Measure A1 to maintain and extend educational programs for our students.
All right, David, I thank you for going on record there. We'll hear from someone more critical. Ralph, that's you. Hi.
Hi, yeah, it's Ralph Kanz. I'm a former member of the Oakland Public Ethics Commission. I would just like to point out this is not the first time there's allegations of election improprieties by the zoo. Back in 2002, when Measure G passed, the zoo gave away free passes, which was amounting to buying a boat. And the city auditor did a rather extensive report in 2004 detailing a number of changes that should be made. And basically, the zoo hasn't done that. And included in that is some $40 million of city monies that they're required to account for in their agreement with the city, and it hasn't happened.
All right, the auditor's report. Can you comment, Nick DeHasia?
Yeah, again, that's just simply not true. We have a management agreement with the city of Oakland. We provide them reports on a needed basis, or the city comes back to us if they need more information. And we have provided our audits to the city on an annual basis. I'm not sure what Ralph is referring to. Again, we view these as just red herrings. We're 2 weeks from the election, and all these things are popping up that take away from the direct need of what this measure is about.
And you say what, Ruth Malone?
Well, the idea that these are red herrings popping up now. We've been filing Public Records Act requests to try to get the required capital spending plans that are required under the city's management agreement with the zoo. We've been trying to get a copy of that for more than a year and a half, and we never have gotten one yet because they're not filing them and the city hasn't required them. So, you know, you just cannot get at the finances of this institution, and it's a wonderful institution and everybody thinks it's great, but this is about the future of Nolan Park, and that's the key issue here. We don't have $1 million to spend on our campaign. We've been out in the street talking to people, and I'll tell you what, the public is actually reading the fine print, and they're figuring this one out for themselves.
Well, I hope that this half hour will serve to help the public also figure it out. But again, why don't you give your websites, Nick, first?
Yeah, www.itsyourzoo.org. And just to say, I'm glad that Ruth believes that the zoo is a wonderful institution.
And Ruth Malone, the website?
www.savenolan.org. And I really encourage people to check it out and to check out Nolan Park, because we don't want this to be, you didn't know what you got till it's gone situation.
And again, Ruth Malone is co-chair of Friends of Nolan Park. They're an advocacy group aiming to protect the 500-acre wildland park in Oakland from development. She's also a professor in the School of Nursing at UCSF. Nick DeHasia is Director of Strategic Initiatives with the Oakland Zoo. Thank you both again for being with us on Forum. And thank you, our listeners. We're here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, with an hour repeated 10 to 11 p.m. in the evening. And another hour of Forum is ahead. We're going to continue our first-person series, and we're going to be meeting the head of Omega Boys Club, Joe Marshall, who has worked for a quarter of a century with at-risk youth. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll, and our producers are Judy Campbell, Tina Lauerberg, Irene Noguchi, and Amanda Stupai. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, and Forum's executive producer is Raul Ramirez. For all of us here at KQED Public Radio, I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio, the Germanicos Foundation, and the Generosity Foundation in honor of Louise and Claude Rosenberg, and by a generous gift from Jan Schrem and Maria Minetti Schrem, owners of Clos Pegase Winery, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.